Start it. Welcome to the Hocast. The 304cast. Shit.
It's a forecast.
Yep. And we're going to kind of talk about a little topics today that might help your brain because, you know, the sex industry is one of the biggest industries in America because it overdefeats all the sports you can name. Just a little fun
fact. Every purpose. You're right. And I feel like it really does make the world go round. So what are some topics you want to talk about?
That's how we have babies. But why is Nevada... Why is Nevada prostitution the only place where prostitution is legal?
I have no idea. I feel like they're more of like an open-minded type of, you know, city. I don't know what it is. I've been there, but not necessarily played. I've never played the carpet, whatever the fuck they call it. I've never sit there and fucking played in casinos. I've never tried to break a trick off the fucking, whatever, the casino thing.
So you never been
it's
there?
It's not for me. I've been to the casinos, but haven't tried to break a trick.
Is it hot?
Definitely, for sure. Okay. Everybody is on top of everything, but I feel like everybody has their eyes on you. So if you look a certain type of way, people know what you're on to.
Okay.
I've never played it, but it does look fun.
What kind
definitely of, feel like I could, should make. I could definitely feel like I could make some money off of it. It's just more of like you said, like if they're on top of it or like if there's a lot of police and stuff like that, and they can definitely stay on top of things like that.
Understandable. Another question I have is, like, what is the race that you mostly saw when you was out there in Nevada?
Definitely white men. White men definitely have a lot of money, love to gamble with it, and just feel like they're free with it, you know?
Gambling is addiction, too, I'm just saying.
Oh, for sure. My dude definitely has a friend who has an addiction to gambling and stuff. Exactly. And I feel like it definitely comes with the things that you grow up around, you know? So, like, if you grow up around Nevada or people that sit here and really put their lifeline into things that could basically monetize off of, and more of so, like, just, like, giving back and really not knowing 50-50. I definitely feel like a lot of people really throw themselves out there for gambling or anything like that. But definitely white men is definitely the main source of gambling.
See, my mom, she's a gambler, so she can't stop gambling. Like, she will be at the slot machine pushing that button for like
hours. At the fucking corner store. Oh my god.
Yeah, she's fucked up. But anyways, so we want to talk about what is the common trick?
Common trick, definitely cheap. A cheap trick. You cannot beat a fucking cheap trick that wants the absolute fucking most. What do you think the race is? The main race is? Not to be racist, but I mean, stereotypically, what do you think the main races are for being a common trick?
I mean, since everything is like digitalized nowadays.
Exactly.
I say, like, I really don't know, but I would say Indians.
Oh my God. I definitely agree on that one. Definitely. Mexican and Indian.
Mexican and Indian. If you build a relationship with the Mexican, then maybe you could get more. But like other than that, yeah, I believe that too.
Are you comfortable? Like, okay, common trick. Okay, my question. Are you comfortable with seeing African American, Black descendant, Haitian, you know, those type of tricks? How do you feel about that?
Yes, when I'm not in like a relationship.
So it has to be based off your relationship, is what you're trying to say?
Yeah, because they dick is small.
Elaborate on that. I want to hear more about that. What does it have to do with your relationship and, you know, colored people or, you know, like Black tricks, you know?
I just don't like big penises and such to just be entering.
Just call them shrimps. I don't know if we can say that on podcast, but let's just call them shrimps.
This is the raw details, okay?
Definitely, okay. Raw and real. That's definitely our fucking motto. Raw and real, 304 podcast.
Yes, but if I'm not in a relationship, then I would see someone with a bigger, because I'm not getting none, and I'm over here doing something else. So.
Okay, so it's more about the penis. That's what I'm saying. So you're more looking like pleasure.
It would be, yeah.
Okay. And then raw and real. Raw and real, okay. Makes sense, okay.
But sometimes Black men penises could be small.
Oh, for sure. I've encountered one too many.
Yeah. So it's not all about just race, you know.
Okay. Now, let's get deep into this shit and talk about drug addiction awareness. I really do feel like you have been going through, you know, personal things within yourself. And I feel like, you know, you do have a lot in mind, or, you know, a lot of ideas or thoughts that you could feed into that. So how do you feel?
Okay, so when we get into drug addiction and we talking about when we get into people who...
Let's start with the basics, though, because I know you're going to get straight into it.
Okay, drug addiction starts from...
Because you've been going through it. Okay, yeah. So let's... Basics, friend.
The basics is when it can happen to anyone. Drug addictions can happen to anyone. It can happen to your neighbor.
Not within yourself. Within yourself. I feel like we're talking about podcasts right now, right here, right now. Be raw. Real.
Okay, but I don't have no drug addictions.
Okay.
Because if I had a drug addiction, then I'd be like fucked up. But like, I understand, like, people can have drug addictions and at the same time they could be fucked up in the background. So, like, you know, they could just deal with internal things that they just been dealing with, and then it just resulted to, hey, this is what was closest to me. This is what made me feel like I'm not here, like I didn't exist, but I'm here at the same time.
Like the life that they're trying to hide.
Yeah, so they're running away from problems that they don't want to admit to, so they go to a second choice. But it's a difference between abusing a drug and doing like something like drinking on the weekend or drinking while you're at home, you know, but like being home and, you know, it's a difference between, you know, just being safe with it is one thing. But then it's like sometimes when you get so deep, it's people with lots of money that end up killing themselves because they have all this money to do so and be able to stay inside the house for such a long time.
Okay, so I feel like that could be another topic. Let's talk about abusing drugs. Uh-huh. Abusing drugs and why, and, you know, creating, you know, bad habits while you're trying to fix yourself.
Yeah, you could create very bad habits, like like, it could just be a pattern at a point. Like, it would just be a pattern, like, okay, right. This is what I need to make me feel good right now, because this is going to help put me in this different state of awareness. And it's all just states of awarenesses. Other than that, you're still in reality at the end of the day. So when we get into, this could happen into the 304 business line by bitches getting just hooked on a drug and caught by the feeling. But then sometimes this is what get people fired too, if you're just too much on that. But I seen bitches drugged up, drunk, and then they just sloppy, running around. I seen bitches just fucked up off the drug, like just getting drunk, using their money to spend it on drugs and shit. So
you're basically trying to say, like, people get caught up into their, like, dirty habits while trying to fix themselves type of thing?
Yeah, exactly. So it could happen with anybody.
Right. So, like, overusing drugs or, like, overdrinking and stuff like that, then I feel like, you know, that gets into a certain person's head. And like you said, they start doing shit that would be out of their character, right?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not a ma'am.
Sorry.
I am not 50 years old. Don't do not do me like that in this podcast. just ma'am.
It's okay.
Okay, next.
Now, we're about to be at 12 minutes into the podcast. I just want to say thank you if you've been listening for this long. I'm probably not gonna cut up that much stuff. Can you take me off speaker? I can hear myself echo.
I do not have you on speaker. I have you on my AirPods.
Okay, that's probably just something else.
My bad. I'm sorry if it was that way. But definitely stay tuned.
Yeah, this is the first. This is the first episode, so we are still working on the process of making it better and how to come at it, because you gotta start somewhere. Just like the Family Guy did, when Family Guy started coming out, they shit looked like shit, but it was like you saw the point, and as long as you see the point, it's gonna get better.
Amen. Definitely, I feel that.
That's
stay
amen.
True to yourself. Stay a hoe, be a hoe, get some money.
But also, one thing we want to talk about before we leave the podcast is protection.
Oh my God. Could we do a little, like, 2-minute run on that?
Yeah, we're at, we're about to be at 13 minutes. So we could be, we could go to 20 minutes if we want.
Okay, let's do that. Oh my God. Let's talk about safe sex. Safe sex with tricks. Being a fucking sex worker. Well.
Now, I know these condoms aren't good for women, right? Now, when you use too much of them, it can mess with your pH balance. Now, what you want to start doing, use too much of these condoms, you want to start going in with some clean water, okay? And wiping into there and cleaning out your system. And I don't care if you got to go in the shower to do this if it make you feel more comfortable. You dig your finger up in your vagina, you going to know where your cherry at.
She knows what she's talking about, guys. Can you listen?
Listen to me, and then listen. You dig and you use the water. You just dig and use water. Don't use nothing else. Don't use no soap. Don't use no douche. Just use the water and cleanse yourself out until you don't smell none of that condom.
Do not use Vagisil. Do not use fucking vinegar. Do not use salt. Do not use fucking that Dove soap. Do not put any fucking type of soap or chemical in your vagina. Your vagina does not need that. It is a natural thing. Your vagina cleanses itself. Now what she's telling you, those are tips to be able to cleanse yourself faster. Okay, now, friend.
And it would be smart if we do like a whole segment on just that topic.
Oh my God, having a whole like
body get over that.
Tomorrow podcast. Writing that down right now.
Yeah, so we on it. And we just want to make sure that everyone's being safe, because we know that the agenda that's being pushed out lately is the whole agenda, and to use niggas for their money.
And be great. You're that bitch. And, you know, niggas going to pay you.
And they gonna, he going to cheat at the end of the day. But it's like, how long you want to keep up with it, I don't know, bro. But, like, most of the time, we in the nature days, people could cheat faster than ever because we have the internet. So the internet made that possible for people to start cheating very, very fast. So a lot of people
definitely
are cheating.
People are fucking rotating around social media, and it definitely makes it a lot easier for these niggas to sit here and get fucking, you know, connections to be able to do what the fuck they want to do. Stay on your toes. Remember, you that bitch. Wash your coochie tonight. Wash your ass.
Ass. Don't forget the ass. The booty hole. Don't forget to, like, do the loop-de-loop and the fruity loop.
The whoop-de-whoop.
You want to do the loop-de-loop and the fruity loop when you dig in that hoop-de-hoop, because you want to cleanse that motherfucker out.
That shit gotta be your fucking intro out.
And then we gonna end it right there, huh? Any more words to say?
Yep.
Any more words?
Y'all already know.
That's it. We done?
Good.
That's it. I hope y'all learned something from that, because if you ain't learned nothing from that, boy, reality gonna teach you something else.